This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Test, test, test. Attention, attention, everyone. Attention. We are now going to announce prom queen and king. First, we'll read prom queen. I'm happy to announce that Erin Keefe is prom queen.
Oh my gosh. I'm walking to the stage. I'm shrugging through the crowd going like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. Can you believe it's me?
Great job.
And everyone's really happy for me. Hi. Thank you so much for voting for me. I am your prom queen.
Okay. Oh, sorry. There's no speeches right yet. So let's go ahead and announce the prom king. Of course, we all know the finalists were JPC.
Woo. Yeah. Great.
One applause, it sounds like. And also somebody nominated a chicken tender from last week's lunch.
Woo!
Ooh, yeah!
Yeah, that's my boyfriend!
Tender, tender!
And your prom king for 2021 is... Oh, it's the chicken tender.
Yes! Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful?
As per tradition, we will now have JPC come up and give a speech about how it feels to lose to a chicken tender.
Hey, everybody. It's JPC's dad. I know he wanted to be here tonight, but unfortunately... Thank you. Look, I went to prison for tax evasion, okay? I have no shame about it.
Tax invasion.
I know what evasion is.
Crossing borders.
Yes, tax invasion. I went to Canada and paid taxes for 15 years. They caught me. I went to prison. It was more like a white glove concierge prison. You know, I was like,
isn't she lovely?
Oh, don't blame me off.
Canada. That's where Wolverine's from.
JPC, Weapon X from Canada. JPC wanted to be here tonight, of course. And I am posthumously accepting this award in his stead.
He didn't win.
Oh, wait, what does posthumously mean? I've only picked up that word from context.
And now
isn't she lovely? Thank you, Principal Adel.
You're welcome. Of course, I am Principal Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC's dad.
And I'm prom queen, Erin Keefe.
Yay.
JPC's dad. Oh, God. The conspiracy. It's all coming together.
Should we tell people? If you play episode 114 backwards, you'll get all the clues. Backwards. All the clues to JPC dying, us replacing him with a Paul McCartney lookalike.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what episode 114 is.
That's the one called The Clues Are All There, Mr. Policeman. Why didn't you catch me? That episode's called The Snowman. What if I went back and renamed that episode to The Snowman? Do you think people would freak out?
Do it for a week and see if people notice.
And Snowman backward is Joe Nesbo.
All of our episode titles don't really make a ton of sense. I guess sometimes they're like context dependent on like some specific thing we're talking about in the episode. But I think it would be funny just once a year to go back and randomly rename 15 of them so that people who are like going back and listening to the back catalog would be like, what the fuck? Is this a new episode I've never heard before? They listen to the whole thing and they're like, no, it's just
I've heard
just,
this.
I've heard this fucking episode. This is nothing.
It's like a Berenstain Bears situation where they're like,
Mandela
I could have sworn the title of this was that.
Well, let's make up some fake titles that we can use on past episodes.
No, don't burn any of those titles because I need them for future episode titles.
I will say when I'm in charge of sort of doing the edit pass for the episode that I do riddles for, I'll not have written down any possible name until the very end.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, in the last scene, if there's like something funny, I'll just be like, that's the episode
title. That's the episode title.
I always get so relieved when we go, that's going to be the title of the episode. In the episode, I go, thank you, past us. I appreciate all your hard work.
Let's call our shot on this one. Should we call this one Thank You, Past Us?
Yeah, let's call it Aaron went to the zoo. I didn't go to the zoo.
So not Thank You, Past Us.
Thank you, past us.
You said yeah, and then you gave a different one.
Well, I thought we were throwing out a bunch of ideas.
Well, we're the present us.
I didn't realize this was a dictatorship.
We're the present us, so we can't be thinking the past us right now. That has to be something that we think later.
Thank you, future us.
Thank you, future us. Okay.
The present is a gift, and that's why we call it the present.
I'm a present, because I'm a gift.
And the past is a blast, which is why I can kiss our ass.
Can I just say, up top, real quick...
Down low, you're too slow.
I forgot this is actually something I did want to mention. If you're listening to this, we have a whole Patreon. It's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. And if you don't like to hear us read ads at the first of the year, January 1st, all of our future main feed episodes will be ad-free on the Patreon at the $8 tier. That is the review crew tier. You also get a weekly episode. You get a monthly review crew. You get some live streams and you get ad-free episodes. patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Getting it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea for this episode.
Okay, Aaron, what's your idea?
Wait, is this an idea for the... Oh, I thought she was going to take over the whole episode.
No, I don't have that kind of power
yet.
Damn it. I think the title of this episode... episode?
Ooh, that's it. It's episode.
No, episode. Yes, it is. It's episode.
I fumbled the ball.
You were at the finish line, and then the ground opened up, and you dropped into hell.
This is some of the worst football we've ever seen play.
I was going to say it should be titled the funniest episode ever, and we should manifest it now, but now it's going to be episode.
I think it's
going to
be
episode. Because I'm an idiot.
Aaron, you do understand why it has to be episode, though, right? We just want to be clear. You understand why it has to be called episode.
I don't understand why anything has to be anything in this hell.
All right. Here's my idea. What we do every year, the first of the year, we go back and we take like maybe 3 to 5 episodes from the previous year and we name them some iteration of the sweatshirt. We call them like the sweatshirt, the sweater mm-hmm, vest. Mm-hmm. And so people like get really confused when they're trying to find that one specific episode.
Which one was it?
I remember we were recording with when Magic Tavern was recording with Rachel Bloom. She was talking to me beforehand about
name drop.
She's talking to me about improv, and she's like, I love your guys' podcast. I love your guys' podcast. I don't like improv where someone misspeaks, and then it's like 10 minutes of everybody be like, you misspoke, and I'm like, oh, totally. And then we started recording, and there's a part where it was like. Matt was like, I'm going to play a plank on someone. And he was like, prank. And then Arnie was like, plank? Play a plank on someone? And I think I joined in. And I was like, oh, no.
I thought that story was going to be that Rachel Bloom was the one that was like launched on Matt for saying plank wrong. And it was like...
What a way to learn that Rachel Bloom would hate this podcast. Wow. I'm so sorry. I'm a huge fan. I totally understand that this isn't for you, Rachel Bloom.
Aaron, you got to meet her.
Yeah, I was really nervous. My hands just started sweating again thinking about meeting her. That was very exciting.
I think she extended her hand to say hello, and then you slapped her in the face.
Yeah,
I did. Do you remember that part?
I wanted to tell her that her YouTube video, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like a popular people, was my favorite, one of my favorite comedy things ever,
so funny.
I got too nervous.
Chef Rennie.
Well, she'll never listen to this because of our aggressive improv, and so she'll never hear that you liked that video that she did.
Episode.
Whatever.
Episode.
I can't wait till one of you messes up in this episode, and then I will.
Good luck catching me mess up on a word, Aaron. I've had these Invisalign in my mouth for almost 6 months, so it's pretty hard for me to actually lisp and catch myself on a word.
His enunciation is perfect.
don't manufacture it. I want a real mistake.
I'll probably say epichode or something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out what mistakes we make.
Or I'll fucking laugh wrong or something.
Let's do riddles.
Okay.
All right. Wait, wait, wait. Now, Addle.
Yeah.
It's still the year that we like riddles. So
I mean,
do you
want to
try that with thank you?
Aaron, can you say that again?
Let's do some riddles. Yeah.
Ask
Did I say
answers.
It like that before?
Flawless.
Okay.
Yeah.
No questions.
Yeah. Riddle time.
No,
baby.
No, it's no questions. Okay. Speaking of baby, Aaron, a baby falls out of a window of a 20-story building.
Hell yeah.
Terrible start.
Yet survives.
Aw.
How?
The baby was inside of a pregnant woman and she was.
Oh, she died.
No. She was doing a stunt for a movie.
Ooh.
Wow. Do you think that there are pregnant stunt people? No, that seems needlessly risky.
There are some people who don't know they're pregnant yet. And then they go, when they take the test and it's yes, they go, oh my God, I jumped out of a window yesterday.
Holy shit. That's definitely going to happen.
They put a mat on the bottom of the building to catch the stunt double, and then they put a pad on the side of the building to catch the baby when it pops out after the mom lands on her.
Every pregnant woman I've ever known, it's my favorite thing they do. They'll tell you in a hushed tone the worst thing they did when they were pregnant, but they didn't know they were pregnant.
eating salsa or something?
Yeah, I have a friend who was like, I went to a tequila tasting. It was 2 days. I was like, yep, your baby was tequila drunk for 2 days. I love it. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah, you can pretty much do anything.
Babies are built to last.
Speaking of stunt doubles, I don't know why I went down this rabbit hole, but I was watching. I don't know if this happens to you, but I was watching a movie, and you know how in a movie, like when they just do two people talking, but they're just showing close up shots of the people, and you can never see the other person in the shot. And my brain always is looking for, like, were these two actors actually in the scene together, or did they just have like a stand in? Like, if they never do a wide shot, there's a chance that these two actors were never actually talking to each other, and that fascinates me. So it's all I can think about when I see that scene. And one of the characters was The Rock. And so I was like, I wonder, The Rock is so big. I was like, I wonder, like, who The Rock's stunt double is. And I looked into it. And
it's a boulder. A huge boulder.
It's a boulder.
Is it John Cena?
It's a boulder plus his tequila. It's like his tequila brand boulder. I can't remember what his tequila brand is. He talks about it all the fucking time.
Tres Amigos?
How is it not on The Rock?
House Casita?
It's something like that. One of his stunt doubles, I'm not sure if it's like his current one, but one of them is his cousin, who is like big and looks a lot like The Rock. And I was like, enough like The Rock, right? So he's like a similar shape and he's got a shaved head. And I was like, oh, that's wild that like one of his stunt doubles is his cousin. I was going down that rabbit hole a little bit and it was like, and I read some article that was like, The Rock even thanked his stunt double. And last year he bought him a truck. And I'm like, that's well, <it's> cool, but it's The Rock. Like, The Rock is like a billionaire. Mm-hmm. If someone bought me a truck, I'd be like, holy shit, this is insane. Like, I don't want a truck, but this is great. Like, what a present. But if, like, Jeff Bezos bought me a truck, I'd be like, come
Fuck
on,
you, man.
Buy me a house. Like, what are you doing? Like, a truck? That's nothing to you. Someone probably gave you this truck, and you were like, I don't need an eighth truck.
I'm so sorry, but you know what? I'm just going to lean into the fact that I'm going to get baby absolutely destroy this episode. Well, while you were talking, I took a sip of my coffee and I missed my mouth.
Oh!
Well, that's the sweater to do it in because the sweater already has splotches everywhere.
It's called tie dye, not splotches.
Aaron, it's right. So much coffee.
I fully spilled it down.
It's just all over you.
I'm not even kidding. I missed my mouth and so I just fully poured it down my front. This is not my day today. I even tried to like have a little moment before we started recording being like, this is great. All you have to do is show up and enjoy your sweet friend. And then I said episode and I spilled coffee down my front.
Aaron, so far this episode, you're like one of the wet bandits. Like, if I wouldn't be surprised if you stepped up after this episode's done and you step on a rake and it hits you in the face.
You're like the main character from Airplane who says he has a drinking problem and it's just he can't drink. Like, all the drink just goes all over him when he tries to drink. Like, that's you in real life. Aaron, you are a real-life Amelia Bedelia, and we mean that in the best possible way.
Amelia, do you guys see these cartoon birds flying around my head? Or... Oh, brother. I didn't mean to be so adorkable this episode, but here man. I am.
You are...
Speaking of adorkable, baby falls riddle. Out of a window.
Oh, right.
Baby falls out of a window of a 20-story building, yet survives. How'd a baby do that?
Okay, so is this like a, it's a, maybe there's only one floor to this building, but it's one of these big sprawling artist co-ops, and there's like 20 people like furiously clicking away at their stories that they're writing. So mm-hmm. we've got 20 stories being written at the Starbucks, and it's the baby
small,
just.
It's a small town library.
Yes.
There's 20
yeah,
books inside.
Say a library.
Yes, yes. That's my final answer, Alec.
So what was your final answer again?
I don't remember, man. It's like that is a, this doesn't
It
matter.
Was a baby bird.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one because it could fly.
No, this was a human baby.
And when you say 20 stories, it means that the building was 20, I almost said 20 feet tall. You know, a story is a foot.
Skeletons are 100 feet tall.
Skeletons are 100 feet. So this is like 20 floors, basically.
Yeah, the building has 20 floors.
Yeah. Was there like a net at the bottom in a way? Like I think
Is
that's a
fire
in Magnolia where
Nobody
a guy like jumps
as big as the net,
jumps out a window and gets caught by like a net at the bottom or something.
Yeah, there's
or I thought
fire.
A guy jumps out of a building in Magnolia and gets shot in the head.
I think a guy gets shot in the head in Magnolia. There's also frogs.
Yeah, there's a guy who is jumping off the top of a building, and on his way down, there's another apartment where a gun got fired.
Yes.
He got murdered on his way to committing suicide.
Yeah, but I think the tragedy there is that there was something that would have caught him at the bottom, so the jump wouldn't have killed him.
I see.
Yeah, and it's like a story about there's a diver in a tree. I think Patton Oswalt is the one who's doing that narration of that.
Yeah, Amy Mann, you got your Philip Seymour Hoffmans, you got your John C. Reilly's.
It's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie, but I've been hesitant to watch it with Mariah because I just don't think showing someone your favorite movie, I think you're never going to get the reaction that you want.
Sure.
It's also 3.5 hours. Like, who has time to watch a movie that's that fucking long?
Is that your... It's one of your favorite movies because I was going to say Con Air is your favorite movie.
Yeah, that's what I would have said for you is Con Air.
It's hard to have Magnolia be your favorite movie because it's like three movies. It's like it's too long to be like, let's just watch this all the time. Con Air, I could put on... If Con Air was on TV, I could walk into it at a random spot and want to finish the whole movie. If Magnolia was on TV, I could be like, who has time for this? Like, I have a whole day planned.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are a couple. You've been introducing each other to your favorite movies. JPC, this is your turn to... Aaron has showed you her favorite movie. Now it's time for you to show her your favorite movie, and you're very nervous.
All right, popcorn is popped and sitting down. Do you want a blanket?
I'm good. I think I'm going to get too sweaty, too nervous with the blanket. You can have the blanket. Should we do this? Should we pivot? Should we cancel?
No,
should we
is this a board scary game? Movie? No, that's fine. I'm ready. I popped the popcorn. I'm excited. You watched my favorite movie. I'm ready to watch your favorite movie.
I'm feeling like anxious because this is such an important decision. It's like a big part of myself. I loved your movie so much, and I could tell, like, I could see that it was, like, emotionally affecting you, and I feel like, I just don't want to ruin it. Like, I don't want to ruin what we already did with my thing, and it's, like, bad, or you hate it, or...
Babe, you are overthinking this. I just say relax. I'm not going to hate it. There's no way I could possibly hate it. I'm just looking to get to know you better. This is great.
Okay.
And press play?
No, but before we press play, do you need anything to drink? Because it's just popcorn. You're just going to eat dry popcorn? You like a
no,
water?
I got a couple LaCroix right here.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, you got LaCroix.
Nothing left to do?
Just popcorn's very salty. Do we want something that's maybe sweet to balance it out?
Oh, I have some peanut M&Ms right here. So
I was going to say, I can make brownies. It'll only take 45-ish minutes.
I'm going to press play. I'm going to love the movie.
Can I just set the world, the context? Because you're going to jump in, and I just want to make sure that you know what you're getting into.
Great.
Because this is not, your movie was so great, and it's not that. It's like very different from that.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. So... This movie...
Don't dismantle the TV.
I won't. I just
You got up when you got a screwdriver and you're starting to undo the TV.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I talk with my hands. I tend to just need something to do with my hands while I talk. I'll put the screwdriver down and I'll sit back down on the couch. This movie, there's not no context, but it will jump you in and it will feel like maybe the movie that you're watching, there's like more to it because there is, but it's not really part of the movie that we're watching.
Okay, I've seen a movie before. Okay. I think I'll be able to use some context.
This is going to be different, though, is what I'm saying.
Great.
I understand that you've seen a movie before, but this is just going to be so different.
I've been a person for such a long time. I think I'll be okay.
This is such a bad idea. We shouldn't do this. Okay.
Are you like, you don't think I'm smart enough to like your favorite movie?
It's the opposite of that. I think that my favorite movie is so bad that I think that you're going to judge me for it.
And play.
Okay.
I'm a Blues Brother.
I'm a Blues Brother too.
And it's the year 2000. Sweet home, Chicago.
So me and my friends, we recut Blues Brother
Your
2000 with us in it.
Favorite
we
movie is we a could, home movie you
we
made.
We thought we could do a better job.
See, has anyone seen Be Kind Rewind?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've never seen that. Is that a good movie?
I don't remember it being very good.
Okay.
I remember hearing
the premise, and I'm like, this is one of the funnier premises. And it was like, I think it was Michel Gondry, who was like did he do Eternal Sunshine? But I was very excited for it, but then I just never watched it.
The premise is they work at a movie store, and they like try to remake the movies, basically.
They lose all the movies, so they have to retape them all from memory. And so the whole thing is like them recreating movies.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. It sounds like it could work. I don't remember. I think I watched it, but I don't remember it.
Maybe I'll watch that tonight as a little treat to myself. As a little treat to my 21-year-old self, 22-year-old self.
You get it right, because you're going to let one self down.
I smell like coffee.
Speaking of smelling like coffee, a baby falls out of a
window. What happened to the baby? Tell us a hint, or
can we get a hint?
Tell us the answer.
JPC, you basically said the right answer, but then you moved on to something else.
There's like a net at the bottom that catches the baby?
Mm-mm.
No, it's not that.
The story thing?
Yeah. Well, you said something about the other 19 stories are empty or something, whatever you said. But up top, you basically said the right answer.
So a baby falls out the window of a 20-story building.
Mm-hmm. Yet
and
survives.
He's fine.
How?
They were on like the bottom floor.
That's
they
it?
Fell, they fell
the
off
window
the window.
The window was on the ground floor.
I'd still think...
Still bad for the
that
baby.
That drop could still fuck up a baby now.
It could kill a baby.
It could. Now, pretty much anything can kill a baby.
Aaron,
that's
I think that's...
the spirit.
Aaron, I think that's your new DJ name is DJ Kill a Baby.
No, I don't think so.
What I think is so fascinating about human babies is they have to be so underdeveloped because our brains are so big and we can't, like, you know, you couldn't, you know, pop them out. And then you have, like, animal babies and they're walking around, like, 3 seconds after they're born. And I'm like, because they have small, tiny little animal brains.
And then you have Muppet babies who come out fully formed and immediately making jokes.
It's so fucked up because I wasn't funny, I would say, it probably took me 19 years to be funny. And those Muppet babies are funny so fucking immediately.
Isn't that
sucks.
Immediately.
I hope I give birth to a Muppet baby. Please, if I'm ever a mom, I'd want it to be a Muppet baby.
Which one would you want?
Scooter. No, I'm just kidding. That's a nightmare.
Aaron, I'm just going to
say. Baby Gonzo, of course.
I'm going to throw this out here. You better start fucking Muppets.
Start.
Episode title?
Are you fucking Muppets?
Start fucking Muppets.
Start fucking Muppets.
Continue my journey.
Kill babies.
I'm going to write a Muppet movie one day.
Okay, what's
Aaron, will you please write a Muppet movie about how you're trying to fuck every Muppet?
Yes. Sure.
Fuck every Muppet. Fuck every Muppet.
I have like 4 Muppet movie ideas. I'm not going to give them out for free. Jim Henson's company, you can call me and I will write it for you. For free. Mm. I don't want to get paid.
Aaron says that she has 4 Muppet movie ideas. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Eventually there will be an episode where Aaron does her Muppet movie premises.
I got to see a scene. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Got to see a scene. Aaron, you are on a quest in a movie to fuck every Muppet.
They're never going
to
hire me now. I put it out into the universe and these 2 guys ruined my chance.
They won't hear
you're
this.
You're currently at a bar and you see a Muppet at the bar and you are headed over to see if he's interested.
I can't help but notice you have a hand up your ass. I was wondering if you'd... What?
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, I can't help but notice you have a hand up your ass, and I was wondering if you wanted another one.
Oh, you're very forward, aren't you?
Can I buy you a bunch of cookies that you can put in your mouth and then not swallow any of them?
Right now I'm having grapes, but I would love if you refilled my bowl. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Fonzo.
Ooh, uh-oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were an on-brand Muppet and not an off-brand Muppet. My mistake. Have a great night.
Well, hold on now. Hold on now. I'm Fozzie Bear and Gonzo's kid. I'm the product of two on-brand Muppets.
But I've never heard of you. I've never seen you in any of the movies. Sorry, I'm more of like a celebrity.
I've been in a bunch of movies.
Really?
I was in the Jason Segel one.
Okay, who were you?
Sarah Marshall.
Okay, wait, so you weren't even in the Jason Segel Muppet movie. You were Sarah
Marshall.
That's
how good I am. I work. Yeah, it's all fucking politics. They recut me. They cut me out of that movie, recast my part. We are 90% the way through shooting.
You were Kristen Bell's part?
Yeah, oh, she was my part. She was
Bonzo's
part.
Excuse me, if you're going to be here, you have to order a drink. My name is Permit.
Let me guess, Miss Piggy and Kermit's son?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Kermit and a pervert.
Okay, I'm out of this bar. Whee!
The pervert was me.
Oh, she never got to meet Little Monkey Bones.
Well, in a way she did.
Scene.
I'm ready for 100 more riddles.
Okay, well, let's start with number 2 of the episode.
Wow, the journey to 100 riddles starts with number 2.
A family has a chicken coop for their 12 hens.
Is it a BMW?
Yeah, it's a coop. It's a nice coop. BMW
it's a 3
coop.
Series coop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
A mini chicken coop.
These chickens are fast. Late one night, a terrible storm came through their area and killed all but 8 chickens. How many chickens did the family have the next morning?
It doesn't matter because they only 10. Ate the butt. 8 butt chickens.
Chicken butt.
Well, sorry, could you read that again?
A family has a chicken coop for their 12 hens. Late one night, a terrible storm comes through their area and killed all but 8 chickens. How many chickens did the family have the next morning?
4. Oh, they ate. They had 8 chickens because they ate them.
Nope.
They ate 8 chickens. Is there a difference between a hen and a chicken? Is a hen a chicken?
I think a hen is a female chicken, right?
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
You're just 2 chickens in a chicken coop and a storm's coming.
Buck. Hey, did you talk to Bucky?
I talked to Bucky. I said, you owe me $10. Buck. Bucky said, buck. Buck.
Wait, Bucky was there? Was Bucky with Becky?
Bucky was with Becky. Becky owed me $20. Bucky owed me $10. Buck. Anyway, we're at $10 too. Tim's... Bucky, too.
Are you driving your Buick?
Bjork? My Bjork?
Wait, you were at the Bjork concert? Bjork?
We were watching Bjork and my Buick with Tim, Bucky, and Becky.
Wait, let me, speaking of Buicks, let me put on the alarm for my car. Buck, buck, buck.
Oh, that's a nice car.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You know what? All this talk of the Timbuktu Bjork concert and the cars, it's made me awful thirsty. I better just step outside and get something to drink. You coming with me?
Sure. Let's go.
Open up the door. Oh, shit!
Whoa! I got blown away! I'm in a tornado! Is that a chicken or my car? Is that a chicken or my car?
Either way, she looks good.
Same. Aaron, I did that for you because I know that's the only
that's my favorite
the
thing
only
you
sound
do.
Effect you'll appreciate.
I heard the chickens are so dumb and their brains are so tiny that
dumb are they?
If you leave them outside in a rainstorm, they'll be so fascinated with the rain, they'll just look up with their mouths open and then drown.
I heard chickens are so dumb, if you get off their fucking head, they don't fucking know they're dead for a year and a half. That's
you
how
gotta
dumb
you
they are.
Gotta be dumb to have your brain not even control your body.
Have I ever told you my favorite acting story of all time?
Yes. I have to assume. If you've told me some acting stories and they've been third, fourth favorite, I'm gonna be pissed.
I think it was Jack Nicholson. I could be wrong. Someone will probably correct me if I'm wrong. And please
I
do.
Love that your favorite acting story of all time starts with, I don't know who this is about, It could be this.
I believe it was Jack Nicholson, but okay. He was in an acting class when he was like 19 or something, and it was partial. It was like impromptu. It was basically improv, but I think what they called improv back then was like impromptu acting.
Sure.
So the teacher's like, do this, you're all this, walk around like you're whatever, walk around like you're businessmen, walk around like you're, you know, whatever, like you're lonely. And then the acting teacher was like, great, now I want everyone to walk around like you're chickens. And everyone was like walking like chickens and pecking at the floor and flapping their wings. And then the acting teacher was like, great, now there's like a storm or whatever. And they're like kind of like freaking out a little bit. And then the acting teacher goes, great, and now there's an atomic bomb in the dropping from the sky. And all the class is like looking up in the sky and going, brock, brock, and like freaking out and running around. And the whole time, Jack Nicholson is just going, buck, 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 doing nothing. And then the acting teacher stopped and he's like, Jack, why are we not freaking out? And he goes, I'm a chicken. I don't know what the fuck a bomb is. And I'm like, that's outstanding.
I wonder if that wasn't about Jack Nicholson's story.
It was a guy doing a Jack Nicholson impression.
Okay, fine. I'll come clean. I was the teacher and one of my students fucking burned my ass.
Adel, what's the answer to this riddle? I'm much, much too busy to figure it out.
Wow.
Here's what I'll say. So there's one dozen hens. A terrible storm comes through and kills all except for eight. Okay. I'm going to say the next morning, how many chickens do they have? This is a very easy answer.
So is it four? Is it four chickens?
It's not four.
Oh, they have 12.
Yeah. Aaron, explain.
Because it doesn't matter if they're dead or alive. They still have.
A live chicken and a dead chicken contains the same amount of atoms and molecules.
Mm-hmm. Schrodinger's tender.
Mm-hmm.
The family still had 12 hens, four dead and eight alive. The first two riddles here have been kind of fucked up.
Yeah, these are
cheer
these
up, dead chickens. You could be prom king one day.
Bogok.
Well, you could be. Your blood could be dumped on a prom queen.
Well, I don't know a chicken tender one prom king to be in this episode, so sky's the limit, dead chickens.
I just want to say, before we get into the situation where we are taking a break, I have my favorite acting story, or it's a story, not really an acting story, but a story about the acting world that I want to tease. I just say that I will say it, but I won't say it until after break.
Is it Anthony Hopkins and Peter O'Toole?
No. It's a little more modern than that.
Oh, is it, what's his name? Ed O'Neill and Sofia Vergara?
No, it's not. Wow. But no, it's not. And I won't say any more until after break.
Well, I'm going to, in protest, sit in silence until break is over.
Okay, fine. We're going to break. And then when we come back, we'll figure out what the story is.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your mm-hmm. friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Did you know that Channing Tatum got his start Canning Tatum?
We had to wait that long for something this dumb.
He was working at a Tatum canning factory, and someone said, "Wow, that guy's beautiful. Let's get him in Magic Mike." Pretty impressive, huh?
He doesn't know his history. He skipped over She's the Man like it was nothing.
And skipped over Step Up to the Streets. Oh, you better step up, deep pop pop.
Although it's really depressing. I just remembered a sad part of Step Up.
Oh, what part? When they got divorced?
No. Oh, God.
Should we all just take right now a moment of silence remembering a sad part of Step Up?
Yes. Everyone, if you've seen it, just sit and remember.
I think Moose twists.
Moment
an ankle.
Of silence.
Oh, sorry.
God, unfucking believable.
Great. That moment of silence in podcasting is brought to you by Aaron Keefe.
You're welcome, everybody.
Okay. Now, honestly, that has cleared my head, and I want to say ready for another riddle.
I don't think we should end this episode until we do 10 more riddles.
Aaron?
Jesus Christ, Aaron.
You've ruined our night.
Okay. I've done it before and I'll do it again.
What would people say if a 2.5 hour episode of Hey Riddle Riddle showed up in their podcast feed? They must say, well, this has to be the last episode.
Right. Well, maybe. Let's do it. Let's see what we can make happen.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go into our next riddle. A woman who is in a department store fills her basket to the top and leaves the store without paying. Although she is seen, no one calls security or attempts to stop her. Why?
She is in charge of cleaning the department store. She's the janitor.
Aaron?
Wow.
You are on your fucking game today.
Wow.
Are you standing on your Monopoly board? Because you're on top of your fucking game.
No, but I'm sitting in my own coffee, Phil.
You're on top of your caffeine? You're covered in caffeine. The woman works there. She is filling the basket with trash and taking it out to the dumpster.
I don't mean to brag, but I worked at a department store, and that's why I knew that.
Oh, trash girl.
You worked at a, hold on. I want to say Marshall's?
Nordstrom.
I want to say Hollister for men.
So maybe that would be fun. That would have been an adventure. I would have no hearing anymore because of how loud they play their music.
Aaron, did you ever think when you were working at that department store, what if I fill up a trash can with jeans and then put a little bit of trash on top of it and then take it out to the dumpster, dump it, but I call my cool teen friends and they're waiting out there to collect all of the stolen jeans?
I didn't have to steal any jeans because I watched people steal all the time. One time a guy just in the middle of the day on a Saturday grabbed a handful of jeans and ran.
I was like, hold on. We can't talk about jeans as if they're M&Ms.
He like hugged a whole pile of jeans and started running.
Okay, that's a chestful.
Like, hello?
That's a chestful, Aaron.
That is so dope because it's like, that's got to be a reseller because no chance are all of those jeans that dude's size. It's not like he found a perfect stack of like, holy shit, this whole stack is 34 by 34. I got to do it. When has this ever happened to me before? I got to do it.
Make your move, Kevin.
Occasionally, I would see people steal in a clever way, and I'd be like, okay, good for you. But most of it, I was like, you're not even trying. But I would rarely to never tell on them, unless it was like egregious and it was going to get me fired.
I want to see a scene. Oh, go ahead.
Please. No. I was just going to say my little brother once got fired from a job for stopping a customer who was stealing something because it was against the company policy. You were supposed to just let people steal.
Yeah.
I told my little brother, I was like, you should have just let that person steal. Yeah, who cares?
It's not worth the slightest bit of violence to stop someone. Aaron, I want to see a scene. I want you. I'm going to be you. I work at Nordstrom, mm-hmm. and you are going to be the worst customer you've ever had, and you get to reenact that with your past self.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I bought, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, I bought these shoes at Foot Locker, but I want to return them here, and if you don't let me, I'm going to call you a bitch. It's a Tuesday at noon. Bitch. Return these shoes from Foot Locker. I clearly didn't get them here, but I know you don't have a return policy. I would like it in cash, please.
Okay, listen, my name is Aaron Keefe.
You can't talk to me like that.
Oh, how am I talking to you?
Oh my God, I need your manager. A man who's a manager.
Excuse me, I just happen to be passing by. I am a lawyer. Sir, the woman behind the counter here is being very rude to you. You have the legal right. What? To slap her in the face.
And I was about to, rolls up sleeves. Of course.
And there's no court in the land that would stop you.
Okay, Adel. JPC, pretend to just be a super polite customer, and you go up to Adel, and you just say, hey, I accidentally locked myself out of the dressing room. Say something like that.
Okay,
and then Adel will be super nice back.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry. You look distressed. Can I help you?
Yeah, I accidentally locked myself out of the dressing room.
Teehee.
I need, could you unlock the door for me so I can get back in? All my stuff is in there.
Oh, sure. Here's the key ring.
Oh, you're so fucking fake. You're being rude to me and you're nice to her? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, because she didn't approach me like a madman.
Oh!
Sir, can I talk to you? Your manager?
I'm her manager, actually.
I'm
his manager.
You're this customer's manager.
Yeah, and I locked my uniform in the dressing room because I was changing. We both work at the tire repair store.
Oh, what's the name of the store?
It's called the Tire Repair Store. We're the first one that ever had that name.
Mm-hmm. We'd actually like to return these tires as well. Rolls in tires. That really happened. One time Nordstrom took back tires that were from a different place, and they hang a tire on the wall.
Listen,
Nordstrom.
Sir, if you just want to steal something, I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Just don't be awful to me.
No, I'm not here to steal. I'm here to ruin your day. You're 21. You're depressed.
How did you know? Wait, how do you know all this? Suddenly, there's a burst, a huge explosion in the side of the wall of the Nordstrom rack as the dust settles.
It wasn't a Nordstrom rack.
Sean,
it was a regular Nordstrom.
Okay. Then Sean is in the wrong place. As the dust settles, we see a shirtless Sean Coyle with in full Taekwondo gi. Ready to fight. He suddenly realizes he's in an Nordstrom rack, which is 22 miles away.
Suddenly, all of the walls and the ceiling of the Nordstrom gets lifted off. All the walls fall down. A man rushes in. Excuse me. Aaron Keefe, what if I told you that what you just ate was Pizza Hut pizza?
No.
Yes. Wait, is your name Aaron Keefe?
Yeah.
Wait,
fuck you.
I did?
Aaron, was that cathartic in the slightest?
Yeah, that was a real thing. A man came in and did that.
That's...
Started immediately yelling at me, and I didn't even do anything yet.
Doesn't
and then I was
sound
nice
like
to a woman.
Man.
Well, yeah. And then that was the same week that I had a shirt that is like a crisscross shirt, and it had one little clasp at the top, and I was helping a very handsome man. It was Friday night, and I was helping him, and then my shirt, as I was talking to him, got caught on a hook in the dressing room, like the door, and it opened up my shirt.
Oh, no.
Wasn't wearing a bra, so I was full naked,
no.
And then I turned, and then I knocked the wind out of myself. I ran right into the little counter that's in the dressing room.
Stop.
I made that flip-flop rat sound. Rattle, you know that sound? Rattle. You know, what's the sound? I did that. And then I started coughing, and then I was clutching my chest.
Oh my God.
And then
Aaron,
he didn't buy anything. But, he left.
Aaron, you truly are a wet bandit. I can't stress this enough. You're
Aaron,
a lot
bandit. Of times, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to, like, a normal person will be like, I was, like, talking to, like, a really cute guy, and, like, a strong breeze came up and blew my dress up, and I, like, pushed it down. But if the story happens to Aaron Keefe, it blows the dress completely off. The dress goes into a telephone, like, wire, bursts into flames. The telephone wire crashes down on that guy's car. His car blows up. The tires shoot both of his arms off. And then he's like, and you're like,
I was so devastated.
Aaron, both of Aaron's nipples fall off directly on top of a cat's head. Then the cat runs into the forest. Yeah. People think it's a deer and shoot it.
That was particularly devastating because I thought I had like gotten really lucky. I was like, it's a Friday. I actually took the time to look really nice today. Like I looked so cool and my hair was done. And I was like, first of all, I never look good when any cute guy comes in here. I was working in the men's section, but no young men ever really came in because it's Nordstrom and they couldn't afford it. But it's this like guy who's like probably like 4 years older than me. So handsome, needed like a suit for like a rehearsal dinner. And I was, it was going great. We were kind of flirting. And then that happened. And then he left without buying anything at all.
I want that story framed on my wall.
Yeah, that was like a decade ago. So
it's hard for me to be sorry that that happened to you, Aaron, because I'm so grateful that that story exists. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a moment. That's such a formative moment. It feels like that is, Aaron, that is your, that's like when Peter Parker
villain
got bit
origin
by a,
story. That's
yeah,
my
when
Joker
Peter Parker
origin.
Got bit by a spider. That's when, that's for you.
Truly,
Peter Parker got bit by a radioactive spider. You knocked yourself,
I've never had something that embarrassing happen to me. The closest that I've come, and this is, I've probably said this before, but it was in college, and there was like a very pretty girl in my math class, and I had never talked to her in math class, and I had had a dream about her, and then I was walking into math class one day, and I saw her, and in my mind, we had communicated in this dream and had like a full conversation, so I went up to her, and I said something to reference the conversation, but like halfway through me talking to her, I realized that's a dream. That was a dream that never happened.
JPC,
you've never talked to her in your life. And I was like, hey, everybody got your blah, blah, blah. And my words just turned to gibberish. And she looked at me and I was like, see you in class. And I just walked away and I was like, the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
I just watched the man melt.
I truly melted mid-sentence as my brain was like, real quick, you suave motherfucker. You never talked to this person in your entire life. Good luck.
That's incredible. I did self-soothe myself because the next day I had work and I went in and I stood at the angle that he would have been at and I went, you know what? I think he would have only been able to see one of my boobs. And I got home from work the night and emailed my manager and I was like, hey, I don't know if I'm getting fired tomorrow, but my boobs were briefly out in the dressing room. And she was like, please just don't do this to me.
Just stop email. Lose this email.
Please don't.
This email is not for this. Whatever you are doing right now is not what this is for.
Those were like the two worst things that happened to me in my job. That and me and my buddy accidentally telling a woman that her husband was cheating on her. Those were the only three bad parts of working.
That's for the best though, ultimately.
Yeah, but other than that, nothing too embarrassing.
Aaron, what would you, if I told you right now, so say like suddenly behind JPC and I, like giant wings appeared, and I said, Aaron, you're actually in heaven, and that moment you just described was the moment you died. Would that surprise you?
Man, it would be pretty tricky and sad to come to terms with the fact that I would be in a very cute outfit, but laying down on the ground of that stupid dressing room.
Or you suddenly come to and give a big gasp, and everything that's happened in the last 9 years has been you just unconscious for 2 minutes?
Well, then I'd... that would be okay.
Yeah, I would take the last 10 years away easily.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd go, maybe COVID wasn't real. Yeah. Maybe Trump was never president. Thank God.
Are you saying that I can be 22 again? Is that what you're saying? Because, yeah, sure, why not? Why not take another crack at 22?
Oh, man. If I could go back in time, I would just put a recording device in that room, just a sound recording, so I could play for you right now the noise that I made when I knocked the wind out of myself when I turned super quick.
I would love it because it's also a Nordstrom, so it's not only is it that noise, but it's like Five for Fighting playing in the background too, like a very low music.
I'm sure it was like, you're insecure, don't know what for, because that's what was playing every time. Everyone else in the room can see. Everyone else.
Okay, anyway, I gotta hear another fucking riddle. I gotta hear another.
Well,
fucking
legally,
riddle.
We have to do 9 more before we're done.
Yes, that's true. 9 more.
A woman enters a large metal tube. She is overcome with fear and clenches her boyfriend's hand tightly. She is visibly shaken. Her boyfriend.
Boom! Shakalaka laka.
Boyfriend.
Episode Boyfriend.
Turtle power.
This is the Boyfriend episode, and you are listening to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Boyfriend episode.
Damn, dude, Adel, 50 minutes. You almost made it, bitch. You almost made it through an episode, and you said Boyfriend.
You're so much more embarrassing than me.
Have you met my boyfriend this episode?
So far, JPC undefeated this episode. Although, I go down? Will my hubris be my downfall?
Although I will say, JPC, this episode is the first time I've ever noticed when you're talking about having Mariah watch Magnolia, I've never heard you say movie before, and you say movie.
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 A liquid.
I say movie. Just say movie.
Movie.
Okay, there it sounded normal.
Well, the fucked up thing about having these like Invisalign in is that it really does change like the way, I'm sure people have noticed, but it changes the way like your speech is. And when you're done with it, they're like, yeah, it can totally affect your speech because your speech could be all changed.
Hmm.
I'm excited to get them out, though. I'm excited to get them out.
They're taking your mouth out?
They're taking my mouth out for a dinner on the town.
Can I have it?
Can I have it? Can I keep it?
Can I keep it?
Are you throwing that out? Can I have it?
Is that trash?
A woman enters a large metal tube. She is overcome with fear and clenches her boyfriend's hand tightly. She is visibly shaken. Her boyfriend gently rubs her arms and speaks softly to her, but is unaffected himself. A few hours later, the woman's boyfriend tells her that it's time to go and her torment ends. What was happening to this woman?
Oh, is she in a meal ready to eat?
Excuse me?
Is she in one of those like scanner tube? What are they called?
MRE.
An MRI.
No, I think it's a meal ready to eat.
Is it like a medical thing like that?
Kind of like a CAT scan?
Is she in the Catskills?
Is she in the Catskills?
She's in Metal Tube, North Carolina.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you here in Metal Tube, North Carolina? You want some dinner? She is not in any sort of medical device.
Is it like a amusement park ride? Is it a tunnel?
A slide is good.
Good guess. But as mentioned, a few hours later, her torment ends. So it was an amusement park ride.
You never got stuck in the slide for a couple hours?
She's in a metal tube for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a metal tube that a person is supposed to be in?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like she's not like in a chimney or something.
No.
Is she standing in a trash can like Oscar the Grouch?
No. But now,
is she a circus performer in a cannon and she's nervous because this is her first time being shot out of a cannon?
She's part of Cirque du Soleil.
Uh-huh.
Can you just tell us what it is?
Ooh, Circus Buble. Is that anything?
A woman enters a large metal tube. She is overcome with fear and clenches her boyfriend's hand. She is visibly shaken. Her boyfriend comforts her, et cetera, et cetera. A few hours later, the woman's boyfriend tells her that it's time to go, and her torment ends.
Is the boyfriend in the tube as well?
Yes. He was able to comfort her throughout the...
Through the tube. So
the entirety of the time in the tube.
So he's not scared of being in the tube. She's terrified of being in the tube.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
These aren't like ants in a pneumatic tube, and like 2 hours to them is like 5 minutes to us.
At one point, like, was the television called the tube?
Boop tube.
Okay. So is it the television?
Well, dads called it the boob tube because they would watch porn on it. But moms just called it the tube. Aaron, you were very warm with train.
Oh, it's a train. It's a plane.
It's a plane.
And she doesn't like flying.
The woman is terrified of flying but must travel to see a relative. And this adds to her stress. Her boyfriend does his best to comfort her during the few hours of the flight. Do you ever think about that? That planes are tubes?
Yeah, I guess they are tubes.
Try not to think about it.
I don't have any certain like hang up with flying, but I was on a flight once with a person who was sitting directly behind me who was terrified of flying, and they did. It didn't stress me out. I thought it was I don't think it was like funny that this person was like having a crisis, but I thought that the way that they were expressing how they were in a crisis was kind of funny without like context for who they were, because just from like behind me, I could just hear them say stuff like, "Oh no. Oh no. And I was like, too loud to say, oh no. It's like, it's not to you. You're not saying it to yourself. You're announcing it to the plane and there's no problems. So it's just like, it was such a weird like experience.
You sure the guy behind you wasn't just like watching The Sopranos on his iPad or something?
Oh yeah. And like, there's so many times I'm like, Tony, don't.
No.
You killed him. You killed him again, Tony.
I was flying to Raleigh for a comedy festival, and it was truly the worst turbulence I've ever experienced in my life. And I was like just silent, but like worried, but just like silent.
Oh, yeah.
And there was somebody like two rows up on the other side of the aisle from me who was crying severely, like so hard, but like laughing through it.
Oh, interesting.
And I've never heard that in my life. Whereas like somebody dying as if they knew they were going to die. But their laughter, and it wasn't, they weren't like trying to laugh. It was just like some sort of guttural reaction. It was.
You've never heard that?
Intense to hear. I had never heard it, and it was very concerning.
I guess you've never broken up with me before.
Scary.
So wait, when someone breaks up with you, they cry laugh?
Look, man, I don't know. It just happens. Like, I'm just there. I'm so a passive relief. Participant in my life.
So much relief. Let's do one more riddle.
Okay.
Two more riddles.
After a night of partying with her friends, a sorority girl arrives home and finds she cannot enter her house. She's sure that she's at the right home, but she cannot get inside. What happened that makes entering her home impossible?
Is there a mummy's curse on her home? I want to see a scene. It doesn't matter. I want to see a scene. Aaron and I are sorority. Aaron, you and I are in a sorority. Adel, you're a new pledge, but you're like pretty obviously a mummy.
Hey, girlfriend. We're getting ready for the party, and we just wanted to see what you were wearing.
Yes, girlfriend. This is like a scarf.
Toilet paper again, huh?
It's a scarf. And the scarf goes all the way around.
Melanie, I think maybe she's like poor, and so we shouldn't comment.
No, it's American Eagle. It's American Eagle.
Oh, you could hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're sure it's American Eagle? Because it does smell really bad.
Yeah. American Eagle is not like fancy. We wear like Dior and Chanel.
Prada.
Yeah. Tom Ford.
Father, son, House of Gucci.
Elisa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have some money to upgrade?
Girl, of course. We would
be
happy to help
you.
Yeah, you
can borrow anything from my
closet. You're a sister. You're like, please, first of all, let's take the toilet paper off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you ready?
I'm not comfortable. You guys are going to hate me. I'm so ugly.
No, you're perfect.
And okay. I want to let you know, I'm not poor. I was born with all my wealth. I'm not poor. I was buried with all my wealth.
Hey, I think I know what's happening.
And I was buried with my brain in a jar, and I was buried with my heart in a jar.
Girl, I've had my heart in a jar, too.
Listen, hey, we've had vampires, zombies, werewolves, other such monsters in the sorority.
We've had them all.
We've had them all. So if you're a mummy or a monster, you can tell us.
I'm a mummy.
I'm sorry? You're a mother? You're a mommy?
If you have a kid, you
cannot be in the sorority. That's the one thing. We have a line.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We are bad people.
Yeah.
You're trash.
Not all sororities are bad, but this one is.
This one specifically is. We've been pretty good up until now, but now that we know that you have a kid, you get the fuck out of here.
Can I just say, I curse both of you.
Well, I curse you back because that was actually the vampire one, so meh.
Ah, fuck.
Scene.
What's the answer to that riddle?
No.
Yes.
There is no answer.
Yes.
I feel like sorority mummy is like something we're going to see in 3 months on Adult Swim or something.
Why not?
Probably. That's fine.
Buy it from us, Adult Swim. We'll sell it.
To me. Whatever.
Passive participant in my life.
After a night of partying with friends, a sorority girl arrives home and finds that she cannot enter her house.
Did she lose her keys?
Everyone went home for Christmas.
She didn't lose them, per se.
She ate them.
She ate her keys.
She shelved them.
What? What's that mean?
Up her butt.
She mixed them up with someone else's keys.
Close.
She went to a key party, fucked everyone she could, grabbed the wrong set of keys. Good for her. Grabbed the wrong set of keys, came home. Bingo, bingo, ha-ta-ta.
Excuse me, I pulled your key at this Muppet key party?
Hey, I'm really just waiting to pull Sam the Eagle. Sorry, I'm going to keep pulling until I get him.
We all are.
We all pretty much got it. Her friends took her keys away from her the night before because she had too much to drink.
They
ordered her an Uber to get home and kept her keys, which meant she didn't have her house keys.
So, but she lives in a sorority. Can't she just knock? Don't 11 people live in that house?
You can't knock if you're drunk.
That's true.
Can't knock if you're drunk. I've been there. I don't know how to do that. Yep.
Too drunk to knock, too drunk to drive. Click at her ticket.
Are we done? We're doing one more.
One more, please.
Aaron wants one more.
Okay, let's see here. One of Michael's dearest loved ones binds him to a chair, but Michael doesn't mind. Why?
It's like a S&M thing. He's consenting adults, and he's gonna get a little. He's gonna get dominated.
Oh, you said it wrong. It's H&M.
I'm sorry. I have a return to make.
Because I made me bad, but I'm perfectly good at it.
Yeah. When I was 14, I told my aunt I needed a gift card to S&M. That's all I want for Christmas. Everyone at school has it.
Oh, I got one of these zip masks, but it broke after the third use.
Yeah. She got a 14-year-old a ball gag and a French tickler.
Why would you be tied to a chair?
One of Michael's dearest loved ones binds him to a chair, but Michael doesn't mind.
Oh, is it like a... Oh, it's...
Oh, Michael's a baby.
It's like
and
a high chair.
He's a high chair. He's eating the cereal.
That was amazing teamwork. You both got it together. Michael is a kid. The chair's a car seat. One of Michael's parents puts his seatbelt on for him.
Yeah.
Okay, car seat makes more sense. I don't think you have to bind them into their chair to eat the cereal. But yeah, you're
Sean's
right.
Then it wouldn't be a riddle.
Sean's mom had to, because they wouldn't stop getting up from the table, because Sean and his brother were so overly active, that she would tie a scarf around their chest to the chair so they would have to sit and eat their food.
That makes sense.
It's so funny.
My parents would exclusively buy us Velcro shoes when we were young, so that when they heard the Velcro coming off the shoe, she could roll up the windows before the shoe went out the window. Because apparently we would just take our shoes off and toss it out the window.
That's a good bit.
Great bit. Well, speaking of bits, Aaron, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I would like to plug, if you are that man from the dressing room and this somehow finds you, please message me and tell me that it wasn't as bad as I remember it. Go like, oh, I barely saw anything. It was no problem. I actually got a call and that's why I left so suddenly. Or follow me, AaronKeefe10 at Instagram. And that's it. JPC, anything to plug?
Hell, I'll say it. We're going to Sketchfest again this year. And by again this year, I mean we didn't go last year, and I've never been because my flight got canceled the one time that I tried to come out to Sketchfest.
And then Rob Corddry had to be you.
And then Rob Corddry had to be me. But God damn it, I'm going to make it this year, weather permitting. And that is Sunday, January 9th, 2022. So when I say this year, I'd be next year. It's January 9th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at the Gateway Theater in San Francisco. You can find tickets at heyriddleriddle.com/live.
I don't know if we should say this, yes. I'm going to go ahead and say it, and we can always edit this out. We do have our guest confirmed, and it is the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
Oh,
that is
hard
a big bridge. And expensive. Just expensive to drive on that bridge. Insane.
But so many stories.
Adel, anything to plug?
I want to plug, go to your local Nordstrom's and just be as pleasant as pie to whoever's working there. Just
be
so
nice. Be nice to anyone who works in retail or the service industry.
Yeah. Especially around this around Christmas time as they're all stressed out. My sister's working at Trader Joe's right now. And it's, when we're recording this, it's like Thanksgiving week. And the last 2 days, she's come home looking like she got run over by a car.
Yeah.
Like, absolute hangdog, like, shuffling her feet, can barely move. So she's stressed out. So just be kind to everyone working this holiday season.
I remember the Christmas season, because we had to wrap so many gifts at Nordstrom, my hands were just covered in paper cuts from trying to wrap so quickly. So just be nice to people.
And if you absolutely, because it happens, if you absolutely need to speak to a manager, do not under any circumstances say, I'd like to speak to your manager. Say this instead. Excuse me, I'd love to ruin your boss's day. Is it possible that I ruin your boss's day? The person that we both don't like, I'd love to fuck their day as hard as possible.
The person who makes three times what you do, let me ruin their day. You have a great day.
I'd love to be the shittiest version of myself to them. Is that possible? How do we make that happen?
And I will say, if you're looking for a last minute gift because Christmas is upon us, there are a lot of cool things to buy. One thing that's very popular right now is marbles. You know, a lot of marbles, when you hold them up to the, I don't know.
Jupiter.
Yeah, thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Isn't she lovely?
Life or Blubber.
Damn it. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, Skits and Bits. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The crew gets together for a good old-fashioned chatterbox. You send us suggestions, we chatterbox about them. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And coming January 1st, the Review Crew gets access to the ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.